Jogo de Lima's love affair with New Orleans began in 2003 when the Brazilian dance company Grupo Corpo performed in New Orleans. The dancers had just come from Canada and lots of snow, but it was more than just the welcome heat that made the city so contagious to them.
And we would try to understand why we're like so excited. But the city does that to you. It gets you excited. Like a city kind of, you know, embraces you. We spent here only like 4 days. But it took 2 days, I already made friends, and I was already felt like part of the city somehow. And then after 4 days, we left to Los Angeles. After the performance in Los Angeles, we had like a week off. After that week, I booked a flight and came back to New Orleans right away. I spent a week.
After that, Jogo came every time he had some time off. And in the summer of 2005, he moved here. Driven back to Brazil by Katrina, he missed us so badly he returned in 2006 and became a professor in Tulane University's dance department. Now, one of six choreographers awarded a stipend to create a new work in the second Marigny Opera House New Dance Festival, he's collaborating with New Orleans singer John Boutte.
I met John Boutte 10 years ago. Right away he starts singing a song called Meu Bem Querer from Djavan. He was singing Portuguese, and I was like, oh my God. He was like, you know what? I love Brazilian music. And we talked about working together at some point. But our schedules were like so crazy, and we could not find time. So we kind of, you know, stopped talking about it. And then I talked to John Boutte, and it's like, there's this festival I'm thinking about. This idea, what do you think? He was like, oh my God, let's do it. It's time now.
Boutte will be performing live with his band, singing two Brazilian songs and one of his own compositions.
A day in the life of a fool. A long and a long, lonely day.
Jogo was 9 and taking his cousin to her dance lessons when he decided to try it out himself. Knowing his parents wouldn't approve, he didn't tell them, stashing his shoes and tights at an aunt's house. Showing great promise, he started winning competitions, resulting in a scholarship to London's Royal Academy of Dance, something he knew his parents wouldn't like.
I was performing in my hometown, so I invited like all my family members to go to the theater, but I did not tell them that I was going to perform. I told them that we were going to watch my cousin perform. So they all went, and, you know, I was there and I performed. At the end of the show, they walked to me and was like, this is amazing, this is so great, I'm so proud of you. We got back home and I said, I'm leaving to London. And there was another no, because I was 13 years old.
But of course he did go. After 3 years in London, it was back to Brazil and an almost decade-long international dance career. And now he lives here, teaching others the joy of dance. To find out more information about Jogo de Lima, John Boutte, and this week's New Dance Festival, go to WWNO or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.